is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with a brazen attack early this morning in Midtown Manhattan. The CEO of United Healthcare, Brian Thompson, was shot to death. He was in town for an investors' conference. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind.
The suspect shot him using a silencer on the weapon, according to NYPD. Then he took off. CBS's Anna Schechter says police believe it was a targeted attack.
A pool of people in this industry, in the insurance industry, would have known that he was going to be attending the conference and likely speaking at the conference.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today on a Tennessee law that restricts transgender health care for minors.
The Biden administration is asking the justices to reverse a lower court ruling upholding such bans. Justice Brett Kavanaugh noted that other countries are restricting the use of the drugs.
The rest of the world, or at least the people who have, the countries that have been at the forefront of this, are pumping the brakes on this kind of treatment.
Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar.
They have not changed their laws to do anything like what Tennessee is doing.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Well, there are calls for Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary, to step aside. When asked his opinion, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley said,
well, that's for the president to decide. You know, what I would say is this. I've been saying this for days. I mean, I'm a broken record on this. My view is that if the president wants him to be secretary of defense, then people ought to give him a shot.
Trump is said to be considering some alternatives, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. 29 days since Election Day, and the last race in Congress has finally been decided.
Democrat Adam Gray defeats incumbent Republican John Duarte by fewer than 200 votes in California's Central Valley as the Democrats flip three Republican seats in the Golden State and win all but two of the state's most contested races. That'll give the Democrats 215 seats in the new House, narrowing the Republican majority, a rare bright spot for the Democrats in an election in which they lost the White House and control of the Senate. Doug Sovereign for CBS News, San Francisco.
Breaking news out of France, where lawmakers have voted to oust the prime minister in the first successful vote of no confidence since 1962. The search continues for a grandmother who officials think may have fallen into a sinkhole while looking for her cat. Fire Chief John Batcha says it's a dangerous job for search crews.
We're moving forward, but we're not sending rescuers into any of the mines. It is way too unstable.
The Dow right now is up 257 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Voters in the city of Racine will be asked for more money. The Racine Common Council has approved a referendum for the April 1st ballot. It's asking to raise the city's tax levy by $1.5 million for the Racine Fire Department. A combination of snow and wind is impacting the road home. The wind and a dusting of snow could lead to slick roads and reduced visibility. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight. The letter sent by Kenosha Unified officials say that a gun was found on a student at Indian Trail. It happened Monday at the high school after a social media post raised concerns. An initial search by officers failed to find the gun. It was later discovered when the student was detained. The state DNR is reporting a slight increase in deer hunters this year, with about 790,000 licenses sold. There was a total harvest of about 190,000 deer. The season was notably safe, with only one non-fatal firearm-related incident reported. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is, and our guys just found the open man.
College hoops. Number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan 67-64. Their first loss loss of the season, head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and were able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Let's take you back to this date in 1962. The Beatles made their London area debut on television when they appeared in a live broadcast from Wembley. They did lip sync performances of Love Me Do and P.S. I Love You.
Venus. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Had a thing she saw.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And you're going to want to be listening this Friday night as WRJN continues our tradition of covering high school sports. We'll present the next high school basketball matchup this Friday night with Dick Graceffa as he delivers the play-by-play as Franklin visits Racine Case. Pregame this Friday night at 6:30, tip-off at 7 on WRJN.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple-pane windows and Energy Star-rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1, Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Incorporated and X-Golf team up for the annual Holiday Toy Drive. Bring a new unwrapped toy and spread holiday cheer to local kids. Celebrate with Santa Claus, festive fun, food, drinks, and a swing on the cutting-edge golf simulators. Also, don't miss out on the X-Golf gift card sale, simulator package specials, and lesson package discounts. Learn more at xgolfkenosha.com and stop by the lounge off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. Sunday, December 8th from 11 till 1 at X-Golf.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The second day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Check out Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 worth of gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. Out with other guys. Here's the moral and the story from the guy who knows.
away from a runaround to a paid out.
It's Dion and Runaround Sue on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We are looking for a little bit of snow activity perhaps tonight. Flurries or even scattered snow showers. Partly cloudy, chilly, and a low of 13. Wind chill values could be below zero. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and a high near 28. Now, some classic Christmas. It's Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow from Dean Martin on WRJN.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So, if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The letter sent by Kenosha Unified officials say that a gun was found on a student at Indian Trail. It happened Monday at the high school after a social media post raised concerns. An initial search by officers failed to find the gun. It was later discovered when the student was detained. The district said no threats were made. Charges haven't yet been filed. A wind advisory is in effect until midnight, with gusts hitting up to 45 miles an hour. There will also be quick bursts of snow, which might make it hard to see while driving. It's only a little snow expected overall. The system will bring colder air for tomorrow and Friday, and it could feel like it's zero or below due to the wind chill. Warming centers are open in most communities. A new Kenosha County cop shop opens Friday. The Pleasant Prairie Police Department will start full operations in its state-of-the-art facility this week. It's on 39th Avenue, a few miles from the current station on Green Bay Road. A statement says the move will enhance the department's ability to serve the community. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A light wintry mix flips to all snow as a cold front rushes through the state, bringing blustery wind chills and prompting a wind advisory as they whip up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, crashing our temperatures cold tonight. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. It's 37 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Did you know there's a Starbucks inside CIA headquarters in Langley? Sure, you can have a dash of cinnamon just as soon as you tell us what we want to know.
One, two, three.
Ah!
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about
what I say.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Did you know that the 2024 Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is going to be illuminated during the annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center ceremony tonight? Here's everything you never wanted to know about the tree. The lighting will feature more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights and will be topped with a Swarovski star adorned with 3 million crystals. The 2024 tree is a Norway spruce from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, marking the first time since 1959 the tree has come from Massachusetts. The tree stands 74 feet tall, weighs approximately 11 tons. It was planted 67 years ago. And that's everything you never wanted to know about this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
As the Christmas holiday season begins, O&H Danish Bakery invites you to enjoy their Reindeer Tracks Kringle. A festive filling of cream cheese, layered with tantalizing toffee and caramel, is made even better with vanilla frosting, topped with chocolate curls and toffee bits. O&H's Reindeer Tracks Kringle. Pick up one this week, and why not send one to someone special? Visit ohdanishbakery.com. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek, where their baking spirit's bright.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Little Red Riding.
years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now it's the grassroots.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get ya. Sooner or later, girl, you've got to give in. Sooner or later, love is gonna let ya. Sooner or later, love is gonna win. It's just a matter of time before you make up your mind. Give all that love that you've been hiding. It's just a question of when. I've told you time and again. I get all the love you've been denying. Sooner or later, love is gonna get you. Sooner or later, girl, you got to give it. Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later, love is gonna win. You say you'll never be mine, but darling, there'll come a time. I'll taste all that love that you've been hiding. It's just a question of time before you make up your mind.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. Understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Better to me.
told her that I loved her. She would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. So sad, but I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The CEO of a big insurance company was shot to death in Manhattan this morning. Christian Diaz was nearby.
We were outside and we heard some shots rang off, and then we ran over here and police were here in seconds.
CBS's Matt Piper tells us while the motive is still not known, police think this was a targeted attack.
United Healthcare was set to have an investors conference at the hotel when CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down. Surveillance video shows the shooting, but the gunman was wearing a mask, which may hinder the NYPD's facial recognition technology throughout the city.